Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
Man smoking meth in SUV and Ramada Inn parking lot leads to two arrested on multiple felonies for drugs. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalene. Gillette police officers located a white 2011 Ford Escape in the parking lot of the Ramada Inn on Friday night around 7:30 p.m., but no occupants were found. According to Sergeant Steve Dillard, they observed three suspected fentanyl pills in plain sight inside the SUV. While they were investigating the vehicle, a 33-year-old man and a 28-year-old woman came out and unlocked the Ford before seeing officers. Both individuals were showing signs of substance abuse. The man was identified as Andrew Richwine of Parker, Colorado, and Tori Shepard of Wheatland, Wyoming. Officers learned Shepard had used meth intravenously and Richwine had smoked fentanyl, and both were placed under arrest, according to Dillard. Information gleaned from Shepard gave officers cause to obtain a search warrant for their hotel room and the SUV. Dillard said the search produced 121 fentanyl pills weighing 13 grams, 6 grams of crystal meth, 0.1 gram of liquid methamphetamine, 3.5 grams of marijuana, and one Xanax pill. They were charged with two felony possession charges of methamphetamine and possession of fentanyl. Additionally, they were charged with use of a controlled substance, possession of a controlled substance for liquid meth, marijuana, and controlled substance pill form. Mayor and the council are ready to set priorities for the next couple of years. During the upcoming council retreat, Mayor Lundvall expressed his intent to hold their annual retreat once a candidate was selected for the vacant Ward 3 seat. Interviews are tonight at 6 p.m. in City Council chambers. Retreats are not new to the council, but this year's potential location is different than years past. It's been 9 years since the City Council retreat was planned at a location outside of Gillette. In the recent past, it's been held at Camplex. Mayor Lundvall told Vic Wright, host of News Talk Radio 1270 AM last week, he wants to do the retreat somewhere the council can tune out the extra noise. He said he is building a team and he thinks it's important to get away from all the distractions which are normally present. This year's possible location is Deadwood, South Dakota. When questioned about possible concerns from local residents about using taxpayer money to go out of state for the retreat, Lundvall said the locations they are looking into in Deadwood are members of the Campbell County Chamber of Commerce. He again stressed his desire to build a team and getting away from Gillette is what he feels is the best option. Lundvall's goal for the retreat is to...
You know, I'm trying to build a team.
Okay.
And I'm trying to get past... You know, maybe some personal differences and things of that nature, and really start focusing and narrowing in on what those priorities are. How do we move this forward? What is it going to look like? What are those, all of the different topics that we have? We want to get laser focused on some of that so we can come out of it unified in a lot of ways and get to know each other more.
To hear the full interview with Vic Wright on News Talk Radio, go to basinsradio.com. With your Basin Radio Network News, I'm Terry Shalane.